You're listening to Faith and Family, a Christian family community that aims to provide Christian advice and promote Christian values. I'm Mariel Gutierrez. What are some of the things you're insecure about? How do you build self-esteem in yourself and in your children? Well, let's ask some other moms joining me here today. Bernie, Emmerich, and Jewel, welcome back, ladies.
Hello. We're so excited.
Yes.
It's been a while. So good to hear everyone. I know. So We're talking about insecurities and self-esteem tonight. Self-esteem, number one, is important, but it also shapes who we are, how we see ourselves, right? And essentially like how we live. So now as moms, like how do you help build self-esteem like in your kids? Because we all have like, oh my gosh, a variety of kids in different ages and genders. Like how do we do that?
I really like this topic because I really believe in building people's self-esteem. Because growing up, again, that moment in my life when I realized, what the heck am I like so insecure about that when there's so many other great things that God has blessed me with, and I focus on that. And you learn to have self-deprecating humor, you know? And so since then, you know, I think it's important that we help shape our kids' focus on the positive things, on the blessings, you know, and laugh about my bunions, you know, laugh about like freckles on your face.
I'm kind of going through that with JoJo right now. He's 5. You know, he's slowly trying all these things for the first time. So he's in that phase of like, I can't. And then he shuts down and I tell him, and instead of me like, no, you just gotta keep trying. You know, I was like, you know, son, the first time and probably the next few times, you know, it may not work, but that's okay. And I don't ever want you to say can't, not unless you tried it. And and having that open conversation, and also letting them know, like, you know, mommy, I can't skateboard. You and daddy can skateboard and you're trying. And you know what? Mommy's going to try with you. So we're going to go together. Since you and daddy got a skateboard, we're all going to, you know, I'm going to be skating like a dinosaur. Like a right.
Yes.
So he knows like, okay, you know, mommy's going to learn with me. And I'm like, we're going to learn together, you know, and it's okay. Yeah. And I totally agree with everybody. Like, talk about it, be open with it, be real about it.
Even though they realize, you know, oh, I'm not good at this, or I got a bad grade on this, you know, that their love is not defined by their accomplishment, you know, that we love them no matter what.
And that there is like really where I'm at right now. My kids are very different. My son is like, oh my goodness, he's so confident, and like he knows his strengths, you know, he knows where he struggles, and he really is like, he's fantastic. Like he'll be like, I'm not good at drawing now, but I'm still going to keep going and try. Yeah. I don't know where he gets that from, but I think he's backed by like really good teachers, you know, that encourage him all the time. So shout out to them. But right now, you know, my daughter, safety is like a big thing, because rejection, oh my goodness, like she's so sensitive that anything can be kind of misconstrued as rejection in her eyes, you know. This year was such like a big, oh my goodness, it was like complete 180 for her, you know, because she was a new kid last year in the school district. So that alone was like so hard for her, you know. And then this year, I kind of pushed her. I was like, why don't you like try cheer? You know, that kind of felt like a kind of gateway to athletics. So I was like, just join cheer, you know, jump. I don't know, twirl, whatever they do, you know, and it really helped build her confidence up, you know. But, you know, throughout the year, like I could see, like I could tell, like with her body language, she doesn't really have to say much when she's had like kind of a day that has challenged her self-esteem, you know, like I could really read her. I could read her face and I can tell with her body language. And, I try to listen, you know, like without judgment, and I want them to feel confident that they can talk to me about anything. And we all want that as moms, right? We want them to come to us and tell us everything. But sometimes when we have the information, we're just like,
you're like, excuse me while I scream into my pillow real quick.
Exactly. You're like, who did what? You know, like, what's that child's name?
Right.
You know, Yeah. And there are many times where I have to restrain myself from making comments because I have to remember, you know what? Yeah. She's not your girlfriend. Okay. Yeah. She's not venting. This is your daughter and she's processing. So, you know, maybe this is just something kind of at the tip of the big iceberg emotion. So I don't have to react to that yet. And two, like, I want to be able to, like, feed their confidence. But, you know, when my kids start to doubt themselves, I try to remind them that, because they have devotional prayers, you know? Like, yeah, and they're every morning we pray together still. And their devotional prayers, like, it's essential part of, like, an essential yes. part of prayer is faith, right? And so, like, you're supposed to believe, like, whatever God's will is, you know, they can be fearless because they can be confident that God is, like, hearing their prayer, considering the request. And either things are for you. Yeah. Or God has a better plan.
As parents, we don't want to see our kids be sad. We don't want to see them fail and be hurt face rejection and all that stuff. But honestly, I feel like it can be healthy and it can help their self-esteem in the long run. Yeah.
You know, above everything, and I really, really, really mean this from the bottom of my heart, and this is really what helped my confidence growing up. Is to know that you have God in your life. Because when you know that you have God in your life, it's like you just have this and really embrace it. It's like you're almost unstoppable. You know what I mean? Like you whatever it is whatever it is you want to do, if God wants it to happen, you have got to make it happen. God can make the impossible very possible. And so whatever it is, you know, whatever it is you want to accomplish, if you need confidence, pray for it.
Hard work plus, you know, faith equals success. I think there's a lot of peace in that, you know, like a lot of hope, confidence and peacefulness, you know, because sometimes things don't work out exactly the way you prayed for them, the way you envisioned it. But when you put your faith in God and know that it's possible he has a better plan than what you have, you know, there's peace in that, you know?
It's really important that parents are present, you know, like present, amen. You know, we have very busy lives. Everybody has busy lives, but regardless of how busy your life is, that we make our kids feel that we're present and we verbally say it. You know what I mean? We verbally say it. They can feel it. They hear it. And that, I feel, will boost their confidence as well.
You know, that last point really kind of ties into the last time we were all together. Kids feeling like they're seen. It does tie into their confidence, right?
Yes.
Even though, like, insecurity is, like, even, like, as you can tell now, like, it doesn't go away necessarily like that, you know, just because you've grown up. So insecurities, you know, we all have them. Even us in this virtual room, we all have them, but you know, they don't define us, right?
Yeah.
And we can't let those insecurities stop us from like living our best lives. Like, we can't be crippled, ladies, right? We can't be crippled. We cannot be crippled by insecurity, but it's easier said than done, you know? But fortunately, you know, like, as we've like thoroughly discussed today, like, it's something that we can pray for, right? And it's something that we can ask God to strengthen. You know, our weaknesses, strengthen our resolve to do better, strengthen, you know, just our hold on him. So thank you, Mom, so much for your insight. It's so nice to speak with every single one of you again. I've missed you.
Yes, I missed everybody. This is great.
Thank you so much, you know. To our community out there, we love you. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of Faith and Family.